And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District was a longtime Democratic stronghold until the retirement of U.S. Representative David Obie in 2011. The district has been in the Republican column since, first by Obie's successor, Sean Duffy, and since 2020 by Tom Tiffany, who's seeking re-election in November with no Republican primary challenger on August 13th. There is a contest on the Democratic side. Kyle Kilborn of Woodboro will face Elsa Duranso of Merrill. We'll speak with each of them on Morning Edition this week. On Thursday, we'll hear from Elsa Duranso, and today, Kyle Kilborn joins us. Kyle Kilborn grew up in the small town of Dallas in North Dakota, where his divorced parents raised farm animals and juggled several jobs. He attended the University of Minnesota, where he met his now husband, Chris, and studied abroad at the University of Southern Denmark, earning a doctorate in product design and innovation. He's worked in that field for many years, including for the Target Corporation, and is now campaigning full-time for Congress. He and his husband now live in Woodboro in Oneida County, and he joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Kyle.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
So we'll go right to our first question. What is your top priority in Congress for representing the 7th District?
Yeah, I've traveled around the district and, put on 6,000 miles so far. And what I'm hearing from residents is, how can they take care of themselves as healthcare becomes less accessible? In the last few months, we've seen rural hospitals closing, and, it's a concern of residents. We're seeing mergers of our healthcare systems. We're seeing childcare becoming out of reach and, being very unaffordable to afford a home. So, for a lot of residents, it's about, how do I stay healthy? How do I have housing? How do I take care of my kids?
Thank you. It's generally understood on both sides of the political aisle that federal immigration reform is necessary. What one reform is most needed in the current immigration system?
Yeah, as we go around the district talking to folks, most people agree that, there is a surge of illegal immigration. It's unacceptable. And part of that is, we've had decades of not doing anything to tackle immigration. For me, it's about, is it bipartisan? And so making sure that whatever we do is bipartisan and that it secures our borders and keeps America safe. But it also has to treat our immigrants humanely. Most of us, in this district come from, our grandparents and great grandparents came from somewhere else. And so for me, it's, making sure that, if people are immigrating into the country, do we have a court system that is set up to, tackle these issues in a timely manner? That's one of the things is we don't have a system. We're not funding it to make sure that, we're going through the court system. Are these people here legally or not? And making sure that, we sort of have that court system in place. I think the other part of it is, tackling the reasons behind why people are migrating. People don't want to just leave their homeland. I mean, I can't imagine just leaving my country and, leaving everything behind. And so we have to understand why people are leaving their homes and make sure that we sort of get to the bottom of it.
All right. The proposed billion-dollar Nemadji Trail Energy Center natural gas plant for Superior has divided northern Wisconsin, including traditional members of the Democratic Party. You have labor versus environmentalists. Are you in favor of the plant or against it?
It is a complex issue. I can see why it has divided people because this district doesn't have good jobs. And so that's one of the reasons why people are for it is because of good jobs. And, it's not a is it a planet or a people problem? It's a both problem. We need to have good jobs and we need to ensure that we're tackling climate change. On this issue, it's going to be around for many years and, it's probably not the right thing we should be building. We should be asking ourselves, why can't we get more renewable energy that has good jobs for the district?
Thank you. In light of the U.S. Supreme Court's reversal of Roe versus Wade, do you favor a federal law to either outlaw or protect abortion access?
So for me, I'm not an expert on women's health, and I don't think most people in government are experts on women's health. And so for me, I think there should be a law that allows women to to have that decision in consultation with their doctors. I don't think there's a reason that government should be involved in the doctor's office.
All right. What separates you from your opponent?
For me, I have been working since April 2023 on this campaign, building the infrastructure to make sure that we're going to take on Tom Tiffany after the primary is over. I've traveled 6,000 miles. By the primary date, I will have visited all 26 counties. And so I'm sort of putting in that groundwork of, talking to folks, building that campaign infrastructure and making sure that I'm getting out there so people know who I am.
Thank you. This year's presidential race is the most volatile perhaps ever, or at least since 1860. If your party's candidate doesn't win, how will you work with the second Trump administration?
Yeah, I have a sort of long career history of working with, people across different kinds of views and viewpoints. I've worked, in a corporation where I've had to work with C-suite folks on. Most of my job was based on going to people's homes and listening to their stories and sort of bringing those stories to C-suite executives and saying, all right, here's what we're hearing out in the field, and here's what we need to do about it to make sure that, they have better solutions. And so I'm able to listen to folks and sort of bring solutions to play.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Kyle Kilborn of Woodboro, a candidate in the August 13th Democratic primary for the 7th District Congressional race to face incumbent Republican Tom Tiffany in November. Thank you for joining us, Kyle.
Thank you for having me.
On Thursday, we'll hear from Kyle Kilborn's opponent, Elsa Durenso of Merrill. A complete transcript of the conversations with both candidates, including added statements from each, will be posted online at WPR.org on Thursday. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News online at WPR.org. And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@WPR.org. Once again, that's northern@WPR.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.